97.3 Nash FM. It's Thursday. It's Nash Next Artist to Watch Day. And I want to welcome back Taji Bachman to
hello,
the studio.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I feel like it's been forever since I've seen you.
Because it has been.
What was it, like summer before you went back to school?
I think so.
My gosh.
It's been like half a year. Isn't that crazy?
You know what, though? You were okay because you brought me wine.
I got you, girl. I got you.
And because we're in between like Christmas and Valentine's Day, now you also got me a little Valentine's Day.
Wine and chocolates.
I love it.
What more could you ask for?
I know. That's why you're my favorite. Shh, don't tell anybody. But I say it's been so long, but I still feel like it's been like a month since I just met you, and you were this, you know, you're in high school, you're talking about your first EP, Win Me Over,
and
how
excited
you are. And like, now here you are, you're like halfway through your sophomore year at Belmont in Nashville, and you're here for more exciting news. So would you like to go ahead and share?
Yeah, so I just released my second EP, Yay! Forever in a Second, and it's available for pre-order on iTunes and Google and Amazon.
And anywhere you can get music. Yeah. I already did it, so follow in my footsteps.
You're the best.
And you get Heat of the Summer when you download it, or
yeah,
when you pre-order it. So you get a song already.
Exactly.
And then when does it drop? Like, when do I get to hear the whole
album? So all the songs will be released January 26th of the new year.
So it's a new year, new music.
Yeah, new year, new me, man. What can I say?
Right? Now, okay, this is kind of cool. And like how Facebook shows me things. Like, I saw that you started posting it before, but I saw it when your dad actually posted about
what?
all good things. About how this is now like fourth on the iTunes country pre-orders chart. You were behind Lanco and Devin Dawson and Montgomery Gentry. And then Taji Bachman right there.
I know. I still can't believe it.
How exciting is that?
It was crazy. So at midnight, I saw my CD had rolled over on iTunes. So I was checking it out and like creeping. And it was pretty far down the list on the pre-orders. But then whole day, I just spent messaging people like, hey, I would love for you to check this out. And I literally did not look away from my phone for 1 second that day. But it worked. And we jumped up and we were behind the big names. And it's insane.
It's crazy. All three of them have national radio airplay. And then you've got
there's little old me.
Not little old you, though. Like, you got to think that people who have never heard of you, you know, across the country are looking at this pre-orders chart and being like, I know who these three names are, but this person, like, they must be pretty big, and like,
yeah,
maybe I should check them out. Like, maybe you're gaining new fans from being fourth on this pre-orders chart.
I sure hope.
It is so awesome. I was like giddy. I was telling anybody who would listen, like, my friend Taji. So,
I love you. You're so sweet.
It's just so great. Like, you're clearly up and coming. I like can't wait. Like, obviously we're gonna play your song today, and we've played your songs before.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I cannot wait until you are played on every radio station across the country, and I feel it. Like, I feel it in my soul that's going to happen for you. So.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm excited.
So I also wanted to ask you while you're here, you did that Keith Urban cover of Female with, I probably will say the song, Suffragettes?
That was not close, but it's it's Suffragettes.
Suffragettes.
I didn't know how to say it either. It took me a while. My dad still can't say it right.
So what is the song Suffragettes?
There you go. Song Suffragettes is a group of girl singer-songwriters, and they play at the Listening Room. It's a writer's round. I don't know if you're familiar with what that is. Just like four people up on stage, and we go around taking turns singing original songs. But it's exclusively girls, and they just support women in country music, and I'm lucky to be a part of it and share my songs.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Because, and maybe, you know, I should be rah-rah all country music, but women are very underrepresented in country music.
Exactly.
And as much as I would like to change it, and I'm like, let's put a female every other song, like, I've been told I'm not allowed to do that.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
Like, it's ridiculous.
So I am right there with you. When I saw that that's kind of what they were all about, I liked their page. I'm like, I will like everything.
Aww.
I will support this group because that is awesome. And I think that women do need to be more represented in country music.
Exactly.
So it's really cool. And so a bunch of you guys got together and did this cover of Keith Urban's Female.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Perfect song.
Absolutely. So what made you do it in the way that you guys did it? Because it was so different from the original, but so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Where did all that inspiration come from?
Yeah, so she called me up, Helena, who is part of the committee of mm-hmm. who runs it. And she's like, hey, we're going to put together this cover of Keith Urban Female. Do you want to be a part of it? And I was like, heck yeah. So we all took turns getting into the studio, and there was the track was already made. So we just got in there and sang, and I fell in love with it as soon as I heard it. And then we just released it, and it kind of blew up. I wasn't expecting it to get as big as it did, but Keith Urban ended up himself. He tweeted at it, and the Today Show reposted it on their YouTube channel. So right? Like, I was like, what is going on here?
Which, side note, when you go to see this, like the Today Show's YouTube of it, the still is of you. Like, how did
I know? I was like, oh gosh.
It just, every time it pops up, I'm like, this is so cool. I can't even imagine what you're like.
I know. I was like, are you serious right now?
I basically know a celebrity. Like, I'm fangirling over here.
Oh, stop.
But that's really, really cool. Now, did I see somewhere that, like, some big names have been a part of this song? Suffragettes.
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 Suffragettes. Ah! You got it.
I'm getting there.
Yeah. So, Kaylee Shore, she's kind of the girl, the lead girl of Song Suffragettes. Every Monday she plays in the round with us, and they kind of just rotate us out because it's kind of a big group.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Kaylee Shore is part of it. She's killing it right now. Kelsey Ballerini used to be a Song Suffragette. She what? Still is, but you know, she's on to bigger and better things.
She doesn't have time.
She ain't got time for that anymore. But yeah, there's
That's awesome.
Been a lot of girls who are just killing the game that have come out of Song Suffragettes. So
it's a really cool thing to be a part of.
Yeah, it's an honor to be a part of it, and absolutely been blessed. So
that is really cool. So where else have you been able to play in Nashville?
I've been at Belcourt Taps is a place to be at for the college crowd.
Yeah.
That's where I play a lot with some friends. It's a cute little bar type scene. I'm at the Listening Room a lot, which is where Song Suffragettes plays.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite venues to play at, just because I know a lot of big names and big songwriters play there a lot of times. So it's always nerve-wracking, but it's a good nerve-wracking.
Of course.
But yeah, just here and there at just certain venues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just all over getting your name out there.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot harder to get playing in Nashville because everybody's literally trying to do what you want to do.
Exactly.
So it's hard, but it's fun when I can be a part of it.
It sounds like you're getting a part of the right things, though.
I'm trying. I'm sure trying. Grinding.
And I mean, sophomore year in college, like, has it flown by for you already?
It really has. I was not expecting it to go by this fast, but people don't lie when they say time flies. And
it really does. And then the older you get, you're just like, I feel like it was just January of 2017. How is it already January of 2018?
Exactly. Like, it makes me want to cry, honestly.
It just, yeah. Embrace the college days, because some of the more fun days you'll have in your life.
Yeah.
You'll miss it.
I know. It's hard to definitely balance the school and artist thing, but
I can imagine.
Trying.
But you've got a whole lot of songwriter friends. I keep seeing you all over your Facebook, all over everything. Like,
my only friends.
With with your another song, another new friend, another something or other. So
exactly, yeah.
Getting a lot more. I was actually surprised. I looked at the EP. I was like, there's only six. I feel like she's written 1,000 songs between here.
five, actually.
Five, yeah, okay.
But it was definitely hard to narrow it down. I actually started, the earliest song that I have on there, I started when I was 15.
Oh, wow.
And we honestly started recording this EP over a year ago. And it was supposed to be released this last summer, but things just kept getting delayed and delayed. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
The songs are kind of old to me, but I mean, they're new, but they're old to me. And I've written so many in between, but I'm still excited about them. And they still mean a lot to me, so.
All right. Well, we should probably do a live performance, mm-hmm. of course. We'll also play a song off the new album, Heat of the Summer, right?
Heat of the Summer.
Do you want to talk a little bit about Heat of the Summer real quick?
Yeah. So it's about a boy who lives around here. I won't throw any names
no
out
name
there. But it's just about a summer love that I had, and it just ended. And I wrote it with my friend Seth Costner, who is now Chris Young's guitarist, which is exciting.
Hey.
So yeah, it's my favorite song on the EP, and I'm super pumped about it.
Awesome. All right. It's Heat of the Summer, Tashi Bachman on 97.3 Nash FM.